Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Friends with Money. I'm your host, Michelle Baltazar. Thanks for joining us. This week, we thought we'd look at the utility bill that we all dread during the winter months. According to research, a typical one-person household in New South Wales could spend around $300 per quarter on their electricity bill. But this figure can go up to as much as $500 during winter. For a five-person household, that bill jumps from $840 per quarter to as much as $1,200. Ouch. Sharing her insights on how to reduce that awful number under amount due is Janine Young, Ombudsman at Energy and Water Ombudsman, New South Wales. Janine, welcome to Friends with Money.
Thanks, Michelle. Great to be here.
For those who are not familiar with the great work that you do, tell us, what is the role of an energy ombudsman?
So we're there to provide free, fair, and independent advice and dispute resolution for people that can't resolve a complaint directly with their energy or water provider. We'll resolve about 28,500 complaints this financial year. So if people need us, we're there for them.
Sounds like a lot, but it also goes to the heart of this need to really try and resolve whether you've overpaid or you've been overcharged. Now, I want to go straight to the news item. What's happening from July 1 this year and why?
So every year, the Australian Energy Regulator puts out advice about what the current default market offer is for electricity. And from 1 July this year, so just in about a month's time or thereabouts, the average increase across New South Wales will be between 8 and 9% for residential customers and between 7.9 and 8.5% for small business customers. So that comes on what's happened over the past 3 years, where we've seen energy pricing increase by over 40%. So those bills have really got high for very many people.
That's insane. Now, forgive me, I'm not familiar with what happens elsewhere, like in other states. Is it roughly the same thing, the same changes, the same number?
It does vary. So it is increasing. So the national energy market, where the Australian Energy Regulator oversights, so that includes Canberra, South Australia, Tasmania, Queensland, there are price increases across all of those states and territories of different amounts. I think New South Wales is a bit higher than the other states. And in Victoria, the Essential Services Commission has also recently announced a price increase from 1 July as well. So yes, energy bills are going up and people need to make sure that they're getting the best offer.
This sounds like a silly question, but surely, can't we say no to it? Is this just legislated? What's going on?
Well, customers have choice. So that's the default market offer. That's if you have not entered into a market contract with your energy retailer. So what every customer should do is ring their energy retailer and say, firstly, am I on a market contract? If not, can you put me on a market contract? And I want the best market contract that matches with my use of electricity or gas.
Wow. And you can't see that in the statement whether you're on a market contract or not.
Bills now actually have information in Queensland, South Australia, Tasmania, New South Wales. We'll have information about the best offer that you could be on and how much money you could save per year. So make that phone call and ask to be put on that rate. Or otherwise, ring a few energy retailers and shop around to get the best rate.
I like that idea. So already, tip number one is to call your energy provider and ask them whether you're on a market contract and making sure that you are so that you can get the best or the sharpest rate. Tip number two, check your next statement or your current statement because it should show it there. Now, what other tips can you share with us on saving on your energy bill?
So tip number three would be to go to Energy Made Easy. That's for New South Wales, Queensland, South Australia, Tasmania. That's the Australian Energy Regulator's website where you can look at all the market contracts. Now, you've got to be a bit tech savvy to actually manipulate and go through that site. So perhaps you might want to help mum and dad, grandparents as well, to make sure they're on the best rate as well. And there's a similar independent site on for the Essential Services Commission in Victoria. So you can go to the other sites, you know, the people that say we can switch you, we can help you, but they're not showing you every offer. They're not getting perhaps the best deal for you.
All right. So energy made easy. Apparently, there's a new rule now that the energy bill provider needs to tell you every 100 days whether you are in the best rate or the best package. Walk us through that, because that seems to be confusing for some people. How do we avail of the real low rate?
So that's what happens with on your energy bill, so your electricity bill or your gas bill. So the Australian Energy Regulator brought out a better billing guideline a couple of years ago, and that requires energy companies, energy retailers, to actually put on the front page how you can save money. So I mentioned that a little bit earlier. So just get your energy bill, open it up. Sometimes it's daunting because you're going to look at how much you need to pay, but actually look at the fact that you might be able to save money. The other thing, or another tip, would be that every energy retailer has an affordability program. And if you tell them that you can't afford the bill that's in front of you, and that's because the price of electricity, it's not about the person who can't pay it, it's about the actual price. Then ring your energy retailer and ask them about affordable payment plans and other affordable options that your energy retailer must provide you with if you can't pay that current bill.
And I imagine a lot of people would take that option, especially if their mortgage repayments have practically eaten up half of their salaries. So that's really great. Affordability program. Check that out. It's all again under your statement or your communications with your energy bill provider. Janine, thanks for your time.
Thank you. And there's one other tip. We do have a free call number. It's 1-800-246-545. And if you can't find the free call number for the Energy Ombudsman in your state, we'll help you get that number so that you can get the assistance that you need.
Janine, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this bonus episode. Until next, I'm Michelle Baltazar. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.